From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Dark Moon Hollow. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
So come a little closer, little lady, till we die, till we're through. So come a little closer, little lady, and while my heart beats for you, you still feel all alone.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Matt Wickstrom, we'd like to welcome you to Red Barn Radio. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 625th live concert performance. We are so pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest artist, Dark Moon Hollow. Dark Moon Hollow is a bluegrass project comprised of Brad Horton, Trigger Trey, Thomas Keithley, Dave Fish, and Sean Morrissey. Self-described as a traditional bluegrass band, you'll quickly see what an understatement that is. In short, this band is what it's all about. Wild, fun, and yes, as traditional as it gets. Please welcome Dark Moon Hollow to the Red Barn stage.
Won't you come here and listen to my story? Story that I know is true about a road. I want to come here and listen to my story. Story that I know is true about a road. Blooms in Georgia, where the hero goes. Way down in a Blue Ridge Mountain, way down. world.
Here is Red Barn Radio's Matt Wickstrom to talk with Dark Mood Hollow.
It's incredible to see how far you guys have come in just around a year or so since being together. Is that right?
Yeah, since January. We've been together October, so 10 months, right around 10 months.
Right on. Can you tell me a little bit, Brett, about how you guys first came together? I know a lot of you have been involved in other projects in the area. Is that kind of how it all started?
Man, it was weird. Whenever I moved to Lexington, I kind of knew these cats just from jamming in living rooms and, you know, at certain festivals we would run into each other. And one day we all came together, the stars kind of aligned, and we said, let's all play music together instead of, like, separate, you know. So it's been a blessing. These guys are awesome, man. I'm glad to have a really good team with me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your influences, Brett? Because in the songs, I notice a distinctly honky-tonk kind of vibe in your songs, along with kind of the bluegrass spectrum that you guys hit on as well.
Well, as you know, I'm from Sandy Hook, Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky, and Keith Whitley is my hero. And so the traditional part, I guess, comes from that. But from Keith Whitley to Merle Haggard, Lefty Frizzell, and then, you know, you've got Ralph Stanley, Bill Monroe, you know, the bluegrass. I think it just kind of all came together and created that little twang for myself, you know. But a little bit of everything, you know, rock and roll and bluegrass pretty much. Classic rock, rock and roll. Yeah. Again, a little bit of everything came together and formed this weird little mutant that they call Brett.
Right on. There's something in the water over there in Eastern Kentucky.
There's something in the water.
Music.
That's what me and Laura were talking about over there. She's from West Liberty. Yeah, she's just a creek over from me.
It's just Tuesday. Woke me up in the bar with one last car, quarter till eight. Threw me out of the bar, threw me under the stars because of what I drank. I'm a little less man than what I once was. I'm a little less man than what I could be. I am the man that I want to be by the things I choose. One day I'll wake, but not a second too late from these bar seats.
Thank you, and thank you, Triple Shade, for writing that song.
Can you tell me what it's been like for you, Brett, kind of coming a little bit from the small town from Sandy Hook to the big city, not so big city, but relatively, if you will, to Lexington, what that's been like?
Yeah, it's very strange. I come from a town that we don't even have a stoplight. We've got a Frosty Freeze, 3 gas stations, a dollar store, and a car wash. And so coming from there, moving to Moorhead, which I thought was big whenever I moved to Moorhead, went to college there, and moved to Lexington, and Lexington is, to me, it was huge at the time, but it was an easy transition, and Lexington is a big little town, or a little big town, I guess, either way you want to look at it.
Depends on where you came from before, or what path you take, right?
Yeah, it all depends on that, but it wasn't a culture shock, it was just new. I was comfortable because I'm in Kentucky, you know what I mean? So I knew it was going to be all right, but kind of leap of faith after college, moved here, tried to hit the music, and it has been very rewarding. It's been a very, very good experience. I love it.
Sean, I want to jump over to you now real quick, if you don't mind moseying over to one of these mics. Right at the start of this segment, we're talking a little bit about how you guys came together, and we alluded to you guys have been kind of playing and jamming around with each other for a while before Dark Moon Hollow got started, but also just in other projects in the area. I know one of which that you were a part of was Trucker Hat Coalition.
Trucker Hat Coalition was like my first real actual band I was in, like, you know, as far as like playing shows and, you know, out doing things. Outstanding group of musicians, you know, Jory Bowling, Colin Wallace, Joel Sardinas, Joffrey Teague, Scott Gerkins, you know, they're all awesome people. And that was a really fun project with, you know, just all different kinds of elements of music that came together that wasn't quite bluegrass and it wasn't quite rock and it wasn't quite anything but Trucker Hat Coalition, you know. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I started playing in Horton Holler, Brett's other little project with him. It's a lot of fun. It's still going on, doing little things here and there.
Yeah. Shout out to Ryan Allen for helping me get to Lexington. We go together. Magnolia Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's got a long musical background, but it didn't really start necessarily in bluegrass. You kind of got your start on trumpet, is that right?
Yeah, I started playing trumpet when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And I don't know, I've just always loved music. So any way I could get into it, I did. And I started out doing that, and I played it throughout high school or whatever. But when I was about 12 or 13, I picked up a guitar. My grandmother was from Lee County and very big into, you know, classic country and bluegrass and stuff, and she really nurtured and fed that love for me that I have today. So
when did you pick up the mandolin?
5 years in December.
Okay. I
picked up a mandolin. So, you know, started listening to music, bluegrass music, and David Grisman is one of my biggest influences, and Sam Bush, and I just heard that and I was like, well, I thought I'd like to do that. So I did.
Awesome.
Thank you. life, and I need one for breakfast, two for dessert. The 5, 6, 7, if that don't work, I got up so high I could come down. Hard to see clear when it heads in the clouds. Every day I
I said with Sean, who was a part of Trucker Hat, you've been a part of a lot of other projects around here as well. I know, I think I first kind of got to know you through Moonshine District, and you came on near the end of the life of that band, and we're playing with them, with Maggie, who is in Magnolia Boulevard, who Brett just alluded to a minute ago. Can you tell me a little bit about just your musical journey and how it all got started, when you started picking up and playing instruments?
I started playing guitar when I was probably 9 or 10.
Okay.
I taught myself how to play. Shortly after that, I played with a guy named Dylan Carmichael. We were both in our first band together. I think I was 12 or 13, and really helped kind of cut my teeth on, you know, just being on stage in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. Then after that, kind of just explored different genres, and, you know, played metal for a little while and then went to folk music and started playing fingerstyle guitar. And then shortly after that, say 2 years, I taught myself how to play banjo. Yeah, I've been playing banjo 3 years now.
You said you kind of went and were a big metal fan or into that for a while and playing some of that kind of music. What kind of brought you back to the bluegrass side of things? Was it just being from Kentucky and that's kind of just
your roots
here? Yeah,
I think part of that. And, I know I've always been one to explore different genres. I'll get bored of one thing after a while. And I was into folk quite a bit. You know, I did a lot of fingerstyle guitar and then eventually settled on banjo.
Is it safe to say then, like, next week we're going to see you in, like, another punk band or something?
No, I think
crazy
I'm stuck
like that,
for
or...
a minute. I think I'm stuck with bluegrass for a minute.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I think you made a good choice. You've been killing that banjo all night. It sounds great.
And if you leave me, I'll take the blame. I slept around, dear, two-time in you, having fun. Somewhere to go, I want you late.
trying all night long just to talk to you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Dark Moon Hollow, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Dark Moon Hollow after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.